Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It is Coast to Coast AM. Hi there. How are you? Connie Willis here. Hope you enjoyed all the ball games today. And hope you're still with me here. If not, don't worry. You can become a Coast Insider. All is good that way. If you'd like to find me outside of here, go to ConnieWillis.com. I have a couple different shows. Connie After Dark is a live virtual bar where you can have a drink with me or not. It's up to you, but we have a really good time and what happens there stays there. And you'll know what I mean if you go and if you join it. The other one is Blue Rock Talk where you know, it's Earth's most interesting conversations. And we go on live investigations, Project Creepy Hotspot. In fact, we're going to be heading to one here in the next couple of, I guess, next week or the next couple of weeks. I don't have my calendar right in front of me, but yep, we either do hauntings or search, doing investigations with Bigfoot, strange lights, dog man, different things like that. A lot of fun. The real deal. This is not 101 stuff. This isn't boring. Terrible. It's the real deal. We've had 100% activity all the way across the board with the show. Woohoo! There's reasons why. So join us. And if you've never done anything like that, well, you can actually investigate live virtually and learn a whole lot. So that's at ConnieWillis.com. Sign up for one of my shows. Definitely sign up for the newsletter. I would appreciate that. Okay. Our guest tonight, William Gazetke. You can find him and learn more about him at WilliamGazetke.com. I'll spell his last name for you. So you got the William part, right? Gazetke is G-A-Z-E-C-K-I. G-A-Z-E-C-K-I.com. And you can go to our website as well and you can find that and click on it. And that's where you can learn a whole lot more about him. He's got different documentaries out there. One of the ones that we'll mention here for sure is Crop Circles, the movie. So you can also go to CropCirclesTheMovie.com and learn more about that. But I think just even going to William Gazetke, you'll nail it all. But why I wanted to bring that up is it's a great film to watch. And William also has an update on the crop circles. So Crop Circles, the movie, it's a great movie. William did a great job on it. It is so interesting. You know, some of these films that people put together with this can be, you know, not so exciting. Yours is really just loaded full of information and just learned a lot. But I imagine you did too.
Oh yeah. It's, you know, the crop circle phenomenon has been a part of my life since the mid 90s. So it's been quite some time, and there's a relationship there. You know, there is I hesitate to call it a friendship, but there is a connection that, is around, you know, around, has been around me for a long time. And I wanted to share about my first crop circle experience, which I've never shared before. It's going to open my new film. I'm doing a follow-up film on the crop circles.
Excellent.
It's going to be a little bit different than the previous one in that it's going to include a lot of the early days when nobody questioned whether they were made by people or not. Because that's a big issue now. Oh, there's people with stomper boards and ropes, and they make all these things in the fields in England. Well, in the early days, nobody ever even talked about that. It wasn't even brought up as a subject. People knew from what they saw and what they experienced that this was an unusual phenomenon, that this is a unique paranormal phenomenon.
And you know what? I appreciate you saying that because, William, I got to tell you, you know, a friend of the family's very smart, intelligent man, and he will ask me about all these different things that we talk about. And at one point, he mentioned the crop circles. And it's not, you know, watching your film and then talking to people that have been into the same areas that have seen the ones you have, then you know it's not, you know, no, this is something special. But he had said to me, oh, yeah, they proved that with those guys and the stompers and the rope. And I looked at him. He literally believed that was the answer because it was posted somewhere where here's the answer. And then it made at least this person, which I know he represents a lot more, that actually believed that that's it. It's over. There's the answer. Not at all. No, not at
well,
all.
That's the easy way out, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the most convenient, easiest, quote unquote, logical way to interpret these things. And they're, you know, I got to say, this is not the easiest material in the world to just integrate. It does take effort. It does take insight. It does take an open mind. And there's plenty of evidence. There's plenty of evidence that demonstrates that the crop circle phenomena as a whole is not entirely man-made. That's just a stone cold fact. Even the people that make them will tell you that that's the case. And
why do you think they are?
Why people make them and all that is a whole nother strain.
Yeah, that's a whole nother film.
Yeah, well, I don't understand, but I've never been a big proponent of it. Although I got to say that from what I can tell, these people who have been making them, and they work hard at it. They work hard at it. They've been working at it for years.
They do.
They know what these people are doing. They're there. I mean, the people that make them say that things happen while they're making them that they can't explain. So they have their own world going on with the actual phenomena that they're imitating.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Well, tell us about what you experienced.
Well, I first encountered all of this in the mid-90s when a group of British professionals, middle-aged British professionals, went on tour around the United States giving lectures on the crop circle phenomena. And in those days, the formations were these long, what they call pictograms, and they were these long, 200-300 yards long, in the middle of a field of wheat, all these different diagrammatic sections. And they were giving lectures, and I was fascinated. I just thought, because they were very convincing. I mean, these were professionals. These were not, you know, a bunch of pot-smoking hippies. These were people that had, you know, executive-level employment. You know, they were mature men. And they were very serious about conveying their knowledge of what they were experiencing over in England. So that got me involved. And then get to the end of the 1990s, and one thing led to another, and I got to know a gentleman by the name of Michael Glickman. And Michael Glickman was a geometer. He was an architect who taught at UCLA, but he was also a geometer. He used to draw the formations and analyze the geometry, analyze the mathematics embedded. Because what people don't realize about crop circles is that they're not just images, they're also mathematical representations. They're very precisely designed and very precisely proportioned so that what you see isn't just an image, it's also a representation of a mathematical formula or more than one formula. Mm. And Michael was starting to deconstruct all this and teach people and learn himself how much was embedded in these images. And so I went over with a friend of his and mine and to visit him in England, down in the Wiltshire area, which is where they appear, within a 50-100-mile radius of Stonehenge. And we got there on a Friday night, and it came in from Heathrow, drove down, went to bed, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And for no particular reason, and I'm not prone to waking up in the middle of the night, I woke up, and in the distance, I could hear farm animals. Upset. They were very upset. They were perturbed. Horses and dogs and, you know, it was weird. It was like, what the heck's going on? It was, well, I didn't know there were farms in the area.
See, so your audio background, just saying. Sensitive, right? Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Because I noticed it. I could hear the detail and I could tell that these animals were upset. There was something was going on. But I knew nothing about anything, you know. Now I found out later what caused things like that. which is the formation of a crop circle nearby. That's what gets the animals upset.
Mm.
So anyway, we got up the next morning, had breakfast. Michael had a map of, because it was late, it was in August, so it was late in the season. So there had been formations coming down in the area within a few miles of where he lived. And we took out a map and you know, pinpointed where we were going to drive. And we drove out the driveway and took a left down the lane and crossed this little bridge. And we come up on this gentle rise in the middle. It's all, by the way, it's all farm fields around this area. It's all fields of wheat and barley. So we had a little townhouse in the middle of basically a bunch of farmland. So it was not we were not in a town. We were not in a neighborhood or a development area. It was one little place in the middle of a bunch of fields of wheat. And so we're driving up this little road. We weren't 100 yards away from this house. And look over to the right, there's a brand new crop circle that appeared that night. So within a stone's throw of where I was staying, within a stone's throw of Glickman's house, a crop circle appeared the night we arrived. And that was a mind blower. And we stopped the car. I had a great big 50-pound high-def camera. I'd never traveled with a high-def camera before. And did my very first shoot. The very first crop circle I ever saw, which appeared the night I arrived in England.
Wow.
That's the crop circle. I mean,
they're talking to you.
The playfulness and it was a small field. It's called Horton 2000, by the way, is what it's called. Horton, Horton 2000. You can Google it. And it's just a nice, oh, I don't know how, what the diameter is, but it's a nice circle laid down. It was August 6th, 2000. Thank you. It's a circle with a ring around it, and then on the ring is a five-pointed star.
Oh.
And I'll have a picture of it up on my wall the rest of my life.
Yeah. That's my goodness.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
That's like it was for you, like, hello, William, how are you?
Kind of. Welcome. I mean, everybody thought it was for them.
Yeah, of course.
There were three of us who were there that night, and I don't know if I can say it was for me or not. I must say that as I was making that film, some incredible things happened. In 2001, the Galactic Spiral appeared. The Galactic Spiral in 2001 was the largest crop circle crop formation to ever appear anywhere. It was four football fields in size. And it was and it appeared while I was in the middle of making the film, which I thought was just stunning. And anyway, so a few things like that happened while I was working that I thought were just endearing for me to this phenomena. And I don't share much about this. The story I just told you, I don't think I've ever told anybody.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, really. I meant that seriously. I wasn't being cocky. You know, what I just learned too is you're right. You corrected yourself. You said crop circles. No, formation. You're right. There's circles. Then there's formations because they're not all circles. Some of these are just unreal. Now, let me ask this. Do you think that these things, through all your experience, because you've really got into this deep, but do you think something is being like stamped on top by something, drawn on top by something, or maybe something underneath is pulling something, pulling it down?
Right. From what we can tell, the plants are bent over at the base. So you come up out of the roots, you get to the lower part of the plant, and it's heated. What we can tell is heated up. So it softens the stalk, so the stalk can be bent over.
And every one of them, not one or two, every one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's why we call it magic.
It's ridiculous.
We who are ignorant humans know nothing. but it appears, and gravity seems to be possibly some form of gravity control that allows the plants to bend over. But the other thing is, and there's several factors in all this. One is the shapes themselves, the formations of them, the design of them is so sophisticated.
Yes.
And precise. I mean, these things are bent over to the plant, right to the plant. You know, there's no ambiguity about where the edge of a circle is. One of the key things about a genuine formation is how the plants are laid down. Because they're laid down in various kinds of swirls, counterclockwise, clockwise, swirls, underneath swirls. There's all sorts of ways in which the plants are manipulated that could never be done with a board and a rope. It just can't be done.
Yeah.
And plus, the fresh ones, there are still people who get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, drive around Wiltshire looking for new formations. And that was always, when I was over there, that was always a real popular pastime, was the few people that bothered to get up really early in the morning and drive around looking for these things. And one of the things about a new one is there's no footprints. There's no footprints,
right.
There's no sign of any kind of human presence at all. And the ones that are human-made, they're all, the plants are all smashed down, everything's broken. You know, I mean, it's obvious that they were made by, somewhat violent manner. Whereas the authentic ones are done very gracefully, the plants are very gracefully laid down. So, but that's what makes it so much fun being over there too, is actually being able to be inside of one, to go visit one.
How'd that feel? Did you pick up a vibe or anything?
Oh yeah. Oh, it's such a treat. You know what they say about cropsicles is that if you're a ballerina, you get better at ballet, right? And if you're whatever, you get better at it. Well, I'm a Zen Buddhist. So what I experienced over there was a sense of Zen.
Mm.
You know, a sense of Zen that I recognized internally through my own practice. And so it was a wonderful kind of, it's a delicious, elated, it's not extreme, but it's very pleasant and positive. You know, there's nothing about the crop circles that's ever scary. That's the other thing I like about it. You know, I mean, the UFO world can be terrifying. Really be
scary. Yes.
In many different ways. And for good reason.
On many levels, yes.
Yeah. But the crop circles are never scary. They're delightful.
Mm.
And they're fun to be around. The only, you know, this issue about whether they're human-made or man-made is a constant nuisance as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
But I will say this, if I haven't said it already. And that is that the people that are making them are themselves in touch with the real circle makers, you know, mm-hmm. So the actual intelligences that make the authentic ones have contact and some kind of relationship with the humans that are imitating them and making the fake ones.
That's interesting.
So it's a big group process. You know, it's one big happy family.
Yeah. Well, we got about a minute. So let me ask you this. What do you think is making them?
Oh gosh, I've never heard that question before, honey.
Well, you got less than a minute now.
It's an interdimensional intelligence. So
say that again.
It's an interdimensional intelligence.
Okay.
So it's a real intelligence, just like we have brains and we have smarts, but it doesn't live in the world that we live in. It comes from its own world.
And it comes here to put on a show, to give us a smile, to give us
they're definitely communicating.
Yes.
No doubt in my mind that this is intentional communication for a reason.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.